Okay, I have been all in my brain trying to figure out how exactly I was going to address everything that's been going on. It's a ton of things going on right now. But for starters, I just want to have a moment of silence for the people who have lost their lives to any police brutality, any police violence, any injustice. I would just like to have a moment of silence for those people. And you can think about the numerous people we've lost to this kind of crime, to this kind of violence, and say it to yourself in your head or say it out loud if you need to. But let's go ahead and take a moment of silence for the people that we've lost. Thank you. I am upset. I am angry. I am sad. I am frustrated. I am everything that you probably are if you're listening to this podcast. You know, I think one of the main, there's a ton of things that bother me, but I think one of the main things that bothers me are the people who scream, "All lives matter." That hurts my heart. That hurts my heart because it is not all lives that are the ones experiencing the injustice, the hatred, the pain. It is not all lives who are experiencing the high incarceration, the racial profiling. It is not all lives. It is Black lives. And that is why we have to let you know that we matter. Black lives matter. When we could not vote because they would not let us in the booth, we had to let them know that our voices matter. We matter. What we want matter in this country. When we wanted to go to school with white people to have a better education, we had to let you know that our education matters. Our brains, our development, our desires, our education, it matters. It matters. We matter. We never said you didn't matter. But you never needed to scream that you mattered like we needed to scream that we mattered. In 2013, when the Black Lives Matter protests started, it wasn't your kids that are getting shot down or handcuffed or it wasn't your kids. It's us. It's ours. It's Black people. That is why we scream, Black lives matter. We matter. And yes, this is a country of diversity. I get it. I get that we have Asian people that feel like they've been discriminated against. I get that. I get that we have Hispanic people that feel like they've been discriminated against. I get that. I get that we have Italians that have been discriminated against in this country. I get that. Jews, I get that. I get that. But the fight for Black people in America has been heavy for years, for centuries, for so long. And it hurts. It hurts. And I'm tired of hurting. I am so tired of hurting. And I don't know about you, but I am. And when you get tired of hurting for so long, you get angry and you act out in rage. You act out in rage. That's anything. That's anybody. Anybody gets fed up. Anybody gets tired. They act out in rage. How you choose to express your rage is on you. However, there are groups of people that are angry and they are displaying their anger in violent ways. They are. They're burning down things. They are. They're robbing things. They are. There are people out there that are angry. That's not right. They shouldn't be doing that. They shouldn't be breaking things. They shouldn't be burning things. It's not the way to do it. Oh, yeah? What about when you guys were burning our schools with kids in them? Burning churches with families in them? What about then? Huh? And what do we even do to get that treatment? Now, see, what's happening today in America is happening because of the treatment that blacks face from police brutality, from racist white people. That is the reason we are angry. That is the reason for the burning. What did we do to deserve the burnings, the hangings, the deaths that have been caused for years? What did we do? What did we do? I have friends of all races, all ages, all backgrounds. I do. I am not saying that I am anti-white. I am not anti any of that. I am anti-police brutality. I am anti-racist. Okay? That is what I am. It is not fair what we have to do in this, what we have to endure, what we have to go through, walk through, live every day. Every damn day. As I am driving around any neighborhood, I live in the South. I currently live in Atlanta, Georgia. Prior to living in Atlanta, I lived in Florida. These are very, very historically racist states, okay? I've been put in handcuffs. I've been put in the back of a cop car for whatever bullshit reason they decided to pull up. I have a special needs sister that was questioned by the cops as I walked in the house to go get something from my friend and come out and see them questioning my special needs little sister who doesn't even fucking understand what is going on. All because they felt like they had the right to do that. They had a right. They heard some noise. My car was blasting music. I was having a good time. I was in college. They had the right. And do you know what they told me? They had the nerve to say, we could have put her in handcuffs. A word? I wouldn't be here today if they had my special needs little sister in handcuffs. I wouldn't be. I've been driving in Florida, stopped by the cops because we ran a stop sign. I know we didn't. And the person I happened to be kicking it with was not the best character, I guess. But I'm guilty by association, right? So I'm put in handcuffs. I'm thrown in the back of a cop car. I'm being questioned for shit I have no idea about. But they don't separate that. They don't separate us. They group us all together. Because one person's done something in the past, I have to have done something, right? They run my plates because, oh, your license plate is riggedy. Did you steal this car? Did I steal this car? The car that I saved my college money to buy? And I took my license plate off of my old Pontiac and put it on that new Hyundai Tiburon that I bought by myself. And I stole the car because the license plate is moving a little bit because I put that on. That's racist. It's racist, man. It's fucking racist. I got my master's degree from Stetson University in DeLand, Florida. A part of the reason I think I got into the program is because I'm one of a few black people that actually apply to the school. It's a private institution. So many black people on that campus. And I remember when there was a hate crime against the LGBTQ community for the Post shooting and how my school reacted to the Post shooting. Our school grieved and cried as if the whole school was LGBTQ. As if the whole school had a family member that was LGBT, as if they were really part of that community. But the moment a black person died from police brutality or injustice or mistreatment or any of that, then I just got to move forward with it, right? I just got to keep going, stay focused on school. Meanwhile, it's okay to grieve the LGBTQ community that you're not even connected to. But when it comes down to my struggles, I have to overlook it. As I look around and see none of my peers are black, I sit in a multicultural counseling classroom as the only black person trying to stand there and represent the African American community as my white peers sit and don't understand what I go through as a black person. We watch movies like the Jesse Owens movie or Selma, and they cry because they didn't know that this happened in their country. Wake the fuck up. Wake up. You are just as much a part of this country as I am, if not more. You cannot keep turning a blind eye to what the fuck is going on in this country. If you call yourself my friend, and I'm not saying you have to go and burn down things and be, you know, you know, but support justice. Support the fact that Black people should not have to go through what the fuck we go through. Support that. You don't have to go and march if you're scared. You don't have to protest if you're scared. If you don't want to shake the boat. If you're concerned about what your friends are going to think about you. All right. Do your thing. But if you're really friends with African American Black people in the country of America, I need you to stand. I need you to stand because this matters. And I am so proud of my peers who have posted about everything that's going on, have posted about all the injustices, and they're supporting. I am so proud of my peers from Stetson University. I am so proud of my peers from Northern Illinois University. I am so proud of my peers from Eastern Illinois University. I am proud of my peers from Clark Atlanta University. Yeah, I went to 4 colleges. I did. And I have such amazing groups of people that I have met during those schools. I also have people that don't support the movement. And those are people I cannot associate myself with. Stop saying all lives matter. You are not the one in handcuffs. You are not the one being beat. You are not the one being mistreated, misjudged, racially profiled. You are not the one being discriminated against. You are not the ones dying at the hands of police in this country. Stop it. Yesterday, I decided to go and protest, peacefully protest, because I want to make sure that I make a difference during this time, because this is historic. This is historic. This will go down in our books. And if they don't, I will personally write a book myself and put it out there. But this should go in our history books, and I wanted to be a part of it. So I decided to go to City Hall in Atlanta, Georgia, and peacefully protest. I marched as we screamed, no justice, no peace, no racist police. I marched as we screamed, Black Lives Matter, through the streets of Atlanta, Georgia. I marched. And then we get to the front of the police line where you got the military, the police, you have all of them lined up. And I sat my Black self right in front, kneeling on one knee with one fist in the air, staring at them. The entire group of us kneeled, got quiet, and do you know what happened? The police kneeled with us too. The chief of police came and spoke to one of our members of the protest, and they had a conversation for 3 minutes about our injustices, about our challenges, about our fears. That's where it starts. It starts there. And I get that you are angry. I get that you're frustrated. I get it. But we gotta do this the right way. What's the right way? They don't listen. I hear you. But we gotta take the right steps. It's hard out here. I fear for my Black brothers and sisters. I do. I fear for myself. I do. Something's got to give. So we got to get out there, man. We got to vote. We have to be involved in our town meetings, in our city meetings, in anything that's going on locally. Be involved. Do your census so that communities can get the funding they need for the resources that they need. Do that. Be involved. If not, you will continuously be underrepresented. I get that you're angry. I am angry too. I'm sad. I'm frustrated. I'm angry. I don't know what I can do outside of using my platform to do things like this. Podcast, put it out there. I protest, I put it out there. I post up my thoughts, you know, I vote. What more can we do? Psychological tests for the police to make sure that they're not racist? Oh my God, that's going to cost too much money, but we have so much money for unemployment, huh? We have so much money for the military, but we don't have the amount of funding it takes to make our security and protection structure of this country more effective. Ah, makes sense. Makes complete sense. You know what? If you want to make a difference, it's okay to be angry, but let's act out in the right way. Please make sure you vote. Please make sure you are spreading accurate information. Please make sure you peacefully protest. If you're going to riot, be careful. Okay? I don't condone, the destruction of what's going on, but I understand your anger, so be careful while you're out there. If you're not going to listen to me and peacefully protest, at least be careful with what you're doing. Something's got to change. Man, something's really got to change. Be the change. Start by going out and you know what? As I even say vote, you know, I think about how our votes go in the garbage. I remember I was watching Family Guy, and Family Guy is not the most credible source, but then sometimes it is, right? Some of the things that they put on there is factual. But they made a joke about, you know, just move to Florida and how black people's votes go right into garbage. I remember that joke. And, you know, I get how some people could take offense to it. I understand that. But also, you know, Family Guy brings a lot of things to the forefront about police brutality. I've seen little jokes about Peter saying something and in Cleveland getting beat by the police, and then, you know, continuously saying something as Cleveland gets beat by the police. And then, you know, he finally says something again, and then he gets hit, and he's like, okay, I'm done. You know, it's like, it's funny, but at the same time, like, they have very valid political jokes. So, you know, I said that to say that when we say things like go vote and people are concerned about their voices still not mattering, I understand that. I understand that. We got to figure out a way. I say still go out there and vote. Do your census. Get in meetings for your local boards. You know, go and attend things. Be aware. Put organizations together that are geared towards making our communities better, that are geared towards fighting against injustice. You know, we have to come together. We have to be on the same page. And for the white people that are out there in the forefronts, because at the protest yesterday, it was said that, you know, white people should go in front. I personally didn't say that. I don't want anybody risking their life, you know, over mine. That's just my personal perspective. This is my fight. I appreciate the fight, but I don't want anybody thinking they have to risk anything for me. But as we protested and we moved to the, you know, closer in to the police, they put the white people in front because the white people are least likely to get maced, to get tear gassed. And that's even how we had to structure our protest was just sad, because it shows you that even as we're trying to fight for our rights, trying to fight for justice, we're still needing somebody else to represent us first. And that is why we say we matter. That is why we say we matter. I'm with you. I feel for you. I'm sad with you. I'm angry with you. And I don't even know how many times I can repeat that. But I am. I am. And I'm just thinking about all the shit that black people have endured forever. And I'm like, what will make this even? What can be done? What does equality, what does genuine unity and justice even look like for us in this country? What does it look like? And I think that's the problem. People don't know what it looks like. So they don't even know how to put things in order to structure it, because they don't even know what it looks like, because they're trying to keep things still at certain points of control. And that's just my theory. I don't think that's fact. That's just my theory. But something's got to give. So stay strong. Talk to people. Cry. Figure out ways to make a difference in your community. Don't destroy your communities, but make a difference. Make a difference. This was just my public service announcement for all that is going on after the George Floyd and the Breonna Taylor and the Eric Garners and the Trayvon Martins and all the other names that I could spit out right now. This was for them. This is for us. This is for my grandmother who had to fight for our right to vote. The Right to Vote Act was in, what, 65 before we genuinely got real representation to vote. You know, and she tells me all the time, make sure you vote. Oh, I'm voting. Don't worry. I do what I need to do. I use my platforms in whatever way I can. I am out there in the forefront, in the front of the protest. I am directly in front of the police lines with my hands up, letting them know that I'm angry, but I am not a threat. I stand with you. Black Lives Matter. This is the Model Counselor Podcast. I am your host, Aubrey Ebony. I believe this to be episode 7, season 2. Black Lives Matter. Thank you for listening.